With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. The Roaring Lion Fire southwest of Hamilton has grown to almost 7,800 acres as of this morning. It is now 7% contained, up from 0% yesterday. Safety officials are holding a public meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Hamilton Assembly of God Church at 601 West Main Street. More than 800 homes are either evacuated or in pre-evacuation warning areas due to the fire. Fire spokesman Mike Cole expects that to come up tonight.
Most people are going to have that on their mind because they've been out of their houses for about 4 days now. The smoke is starting to diminish on days like this. You don't see a lot of activity because the inversion is holding that down. And when that starts happening, people start getting antsy and want to get back in their homes.
Today, crews are working to establish defensive lines, particularly on the northern and southern flanks of the fire. There are now nearly 650 people working the Roaring Lion Fire. Fire officials say the hot and dry weather expected today and tomorrow is of some concern. Thunderstorms are predicted throughout the weekend. This afternoon, fire officials announced changes in the evacuation areas for the Roaring Lion Fire, which reduced the number of homes under full evacuation. The pre-evacuation areas now include Blodgett Camp south to Gold Creek Loop, including the West Side Road and Highway 93 to Spring Hill Road. This also includes both sides of Lost Horse Road. The full evacuation areas encompass Roaring Lion Road west of Spring Hill Road and everything south and west of Gold Creek Loop west of Highway 93, including Two Horse, Lupine Ridge, Highland Drive, and Whispering Pines. Residents of Roaring Lion Road and Lost Horse Road will be allowed in by permit only. Permits will be issued at the public meeting at 7 p.m. at the Hamilton Assembly of God Church or at the roadblocks. Residents will be required to show proof of residence to obtain a permit. The permits will limit traffic to local residents and emergency vehicles only. Crews are taking advantage of favorable weather conditions to hem in the growth of the Copper King Fire burning 8 miles east of Thompson Falls. Containment remains at 0% for the nearly 1,300-acre fire, which only saw moderate growth over the past day. Crews spent today clearing brush along the Clark Fork River corridor and constructing fire lines to block the fire's north and eastward progression, says fire spokesperson Mark Vosberg.
It's backed itself down close enough to the river now to where they can get access to it reasonably without being hundreds of feet above the river on steep terrain.
Earlier this week, crews were dealing with backed-up traffic along Highway 200 caused by people rubbernecking the billowing smoke. This morning, that smoke lifted and there's not much to see.
There's actually a little bit of road construction on a bridge that's slowing things down more than fire-related traffic right now.
Those structure preparation procedures are ongoing, and the Big Hole Lookout has been wrapped in fire protective material. No evacuation orders are in place. Several forest roads, trails, and two campgrounds are closed. There will be a public meeting at the Thompson Falls Community Center tomorrow at 7 p.m. The North Tulloch Fire, 15 miles northeast of Hardin, has been declared 100% contained as of 9 a.m. The fire reached just over 2,700 acres of grass and brush burn. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.